goes by the pseudonym Bo Snerdly.
It's time for the Soul of Excellence.
He is a radio host at 77 WABC here in New York.
The Rush Hour is on the air.
Rush.
Now here's Bo Snerdly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Eclipse Edition, the Monday edition of Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour here on WABC. If you're done watching the eclipse now, we can get back to business. 800-848-9222 is the number. 800-848-9222. And we would love to hear from you. If you have eclipse experiences, by all means, share. I have been seeing pictures from around the country. Rhonda, America's small caffeinated mom, sent me one that her son took in Dallas. It is absolutely a stunning picture. I posted it on my Twitter feed, at Bo Snerdly. I got a picture from the Countess of Conspiracy, probably one of the more unusual eclipse pictures. It is the eclipse hidden behind a chemtrail. I'm not kidding. I'm not making fun. No, she actually sent me a picture of the eclipse going on, but there's a chemtrail. She says the chemtrail. And she says beside the chemtrail, if you look close enough, you can see a star. And there is a star that's visible in the sky during the day. Very unusual picture, but it shows the sun through a chemtrail. She says is a chemtrail as it's eclipsing. So that is one of the most unusual ones. I doubt whether you will see that posted anywhere. There are going to be thousands of pictures to see. People have traveled a great deal today and yesterday throughout the country. A lot of people from the New York area went to Ohio. There are people in the New York area that are able to see it. I think it's on up through Maine right now. It should be going through the state of Maine. And like that. There are also many headlines of news stories besides the eclipse happening. Let me share some with you. Oh, and a special shout out to Robert Kennedy Jr. He posted on my Twitter feed today thanking me for telling News Nation when I was on a week ago that the Democrat Party and the Biden White House are thwarting democracy by trying to keep him out of the election, and it's certainly true. And I've had a lot more to say about the Democrat treatment of Mr. Kennedy. Let us turn our attention to the headline, shall we? Here's a headline. You can find this story today, Daily BS. Michigan protesters shout, "Death to America, death to Israel." Protesters rained down "Death to America" and death to Israel chants as they gathered to mark what is known as International Al-Quds Day. But this did not happen in some distant Middle Eastern country. It took place on American soil in the city of Dearborn, Michigan. There's a video clip. Activist Tariq Bazzi addressing the crowds before the "Death to America and Death to Israel" chants could be home. He, in Dearborn, Michigan, United States of America, says Imam Khomeini, who declared the International Al-Quds Day, this is why he would say, "Pour all your chants and all your shouts upon the heads of America." So here in Dearborn, Michigan, United States of America, we have an activist that is inciting the crowd by quoting Iran's dictator, Khomeini. He said that Al-Quds Day rallies are so anti-American rather than focusing on Israel, because it is the United States government that provides the funds for all of the atrocities. He quoted Malcolm X, saying the United States is one of the rottenest countries that has ever existed on this earth. He said it's not just genocide, Joe, that has to go. It is the entire system. He's calling for the American system to be abolished. It is the entire system that has to go. Any system that would allow such atrocities and such devilry to happen and would support it, such a system does not deserve to exist on God's earth. He added the chant, "Death to Israel," is the most logical chant shouted across the world today. When they are asked if Israel has the right to exist. And then, of course, came the death to America and the death to Israel chants. This is in Dearborn. "I did not diss your photograph." The Countess of Conspiracy is thinking I dissed her photograph. First of all, I cited it. And I said it's probably one you're not going to see, because most people would not have sent in a photograph. They wouldn't have been able to spot the chemtrail. It is the sun being eclipsed in back of a chemtrail. And there is a star available in the daylight sky, which is unusual. I praised your photograph. Anyway, this is Dearborn, Michigan, where these death to America chants are going. Death to America and death to Israel. Now, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm willing to speculate that a number of these people shouting death to America and death to Israel are on some sort of public assistance or another. They're getting checks from some of them, have to be. Getting checks from some of you, the American taxpayer, some of us. And yet here in Dearborn, in America, they can chant death to America. Where is the FBI? Where is the Department of Justice to go through and identify who these people are? Are they looking at every Facebook account, every social media account like they did with the so-called J6 people? Is it okay to call for the destruction of America in the America, to praise terrorists in America? This is happening in Dearborn, Michigan. Dearborn, Michigan. Chants of death to America. I don't have the stories in particular order today, so let's just go through some of the headlines as we have them. Whoopi Goldberg says abortion isn't included in the Ten Commandments. Fox News story. Let me repeat the headline. Whoopi Goldberg says abortion isn't included in the Ten Commandments. It's you, your doctor, and God. And she argued that phrase, someone said to her, "Well, what about thou shalt not kill?" Logical question, right? She said, "Oh, that doesn't count. No one is obligated to have an abortion. You never have to have one, and I hope no one ever has to have one, right? I want to make sure that if you do decide this is what you need to do, I'm going to get behind you, because I don't know your life. And if you say this is what you need, that's what I'm going to do. It's you, your doctor, and God. That's who you have to be conversational to. And it's not mentioned in the Big Ten." That's what she calls the Ten Commandments, the Big Ten. Like it's some kind of basketball tournament or something. It's not mentioned in the Big Ten. I'm just going to say. And then that woman, Hostin, Sunny Hostin, that's not a real name. But that's the one she uses. Well, so what? Bob Sterling's not your real name. Okay, whatever. I'm not making fun of her. Sonny Hostin says that evangelical Christians, and you know who you are, you evangelical Christians, would apply it to thou shalt not kill. And then we hear from the brilliant theologian, philosopher, Whoopi Goldberg. I think thou shalt not kill cannot be used as the block, because we allow wars all the time. How's this for logic? I think thou shalt not kill cannot be used because we allow wars all the time. Allow wars? Wars happen. Just as murders happen. Just as other sins happen. It doesn't mean that the action of killing is not a sinful action. I think thou shalt not kill cannot be used as the block. I guess it does sound like basketball tournament language. The Big Ten can't use that as a block. Because we allow wars all the time. So there was some conversation to be had there. So either thou shalt not kill for everybody and everything, or we have to talk about all the things you and I have to do. This doesn't even make sense. But anyway, that's Whoopi Goldberg's take. Abortion, not in the Ten Commandments, not in the Big Ten. Can't use it as a block. This is the brilliance you get. The Pope has weighed in. Yeah, not on that. The Pope weighed in on something else. And I know that the Pope has a reputation for being a, how shall we put it, among some of you, and some of you faithful have also said, I've heard you say it, that he's a socialist, he had a socialist background, et cetera, et cetera. And there have been times when people have been quite angry at the Pope for what they consider to be overly leftist views. The Pope has weighed in on gender-affirming surgery, and the left isn't going to like it. The Vatican, on Monday, declared gender-affirming surgery and surrogacy as grave violations of human dignity, putting them on par with abortion and euthanasia as practices that reject God's plan for human life. This is going to shock Whoopi Goldberg, because the Pope actually believes that that do not kill thing that's part of the Big Ten is actually an admonition against killing. And I don't know how the Pope is going to figure this out when the most brilliant theologian in the world, Whoopi Goldberg, says it's not. But the Vatican's Doctrine Office issued Infinite Dignity, a 20-page declaration that has been in the works for 5 years. It has undergone substantial revision in the recent months. On March 25th, Pope Francis ordered its publication. It follows that any sex change intervention, as a rule, risk threatening the unique dignity the person has received from the moment of conception. The moment of conception. They're citing that. Oh, there's Carlos. He must just be walking around in clouds. His treasured Iowa team got skunked out by South Carolina. Yeah. So the team, your alma mater, got crushed.
As they should.
And the referees didn't step in to save South Carolina this time.
They tried to save Iowa, but they couldn't, because South Carolina was too good.
Too good?
Yep. Yeah. They were undefeated, like, all season.
Well, that's what undefeated means, Carlos, under all season. But thank you for that. I mean, for explaining it to me. So they were undefeated all season. But, okay, they were undefeated. And I read somewhere that that woman coach there, first thing she did was praise God. Oh, who's going to tell Whoopi Goldberg? Uh-oh, that could be problematic. The coach of South Carolina, first thing she did was praise God for the victories. That's got to upset the left. And they say she's one of the most winningest coaches of all time. Even more than that lady that dresses up all the time. Mulkey. She's with the LSU people, right? She's with the Tiggers. Yeah. And so now what happens? So are we done with that Caitlin girl now? Is she going on to the NBA or whatever, the WNBA? Yeah. Maybe. Is she going to be with, is she and Angel going to be on the same team? Nope. And then what happens to Iowa after this? Is that, is it over for Iowa as a power? Are they done? Put them in the toaster?
Yep.
Okay. Anyway. Okay. Anyway, and the most let's get back to real life, not basketball. It has been most eagerly anticipated in this session. The Vatican has repeated its rejection of gender theory. The Vatican says all this gender theory stuff is a bunch of not good. All right. On this day, 2022, Pink Floyd reunites. First new material in 28 years. It's a protest song against the Ukraine war. Hey, hey, rise up. Also, on this day in 1994, Pink Floyd, declared by the Recording Industry Association of America, their album, The Dark Side of the Moon, 1973 release, had become the fourth biggest selling album in U.S. history. It passed the 13 million mark. Album sold more than 25 million copies worldwide. Purdue, a Hoosier powerhouse. What does that even mean? Huh? The Hoosiers. Yeah, what? What does that have to do with Purdue? I don't know. Oh, I don't follow this stuff. I watch real sports. No, I don't. 800-848-9222.
Rush. It's the Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Aerosmith releases Toys in the Attic, their third studio album. This one broke the charts. Walk This Way. You know what I was listening to today? You know, I listened to The Message by Grandmaster Flash and the Furious something or another's. Yeah, the Furious 15 and Furious 5. Because I saw a reference somewhere to Kid Creole. And I forgot that he's in jail for murder, manslaughter. But I actually listened to this whole thing, and you know what? It blew my mind. It blew my mind that this is how old they're making references to people getting shoved in front of the subways. The poverty, the lawlessness, all of it, the drugs, the homelessness, the pervasiveness of how rotten life is in the ghetto. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. That's what it's about. Like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. right? This, it blew my mind because you know what it demonstrates? Nothing changes where Democrats run the show. Nothing changes, ever. Thank you. Yeah. Why is Biden struggling? Because America is broken. That's what the New York Times says. It's a lengthy article. I want to go through it when I have time to go through it with you. It's quite interesting. I'm just going to go through a few headlines here. We have to figure out a way how to do a California segment. Because there's so many news stories coming out of California. And they're all juicy stories. Why Californians are fleeing this once golden state. This is in the Los Angeles Times. California sheriff blasts Newsom's failed leadership on crime. Proposes solution to fix disaster. The sheriff has had enough. Another California Dems anger progressive left. This headline doesn't make sense because the California Democrats are the progressive left. But anyway, California Dems anger progressive left. Push harder penalties for shoplifters amid rising crime. Here's what's happening in California. It's gotten so bad that even the Democrats are saying, you know, all this stuff we did to back the criminals, it's so bad. Maybe we ought to pull some of that back now. Maybe we've gone too far. And the progressives are upset. Because they're like, and what do they say? They say, this to me is so amazing. They say if you actually enforce stricter law and order, it will be bad for black and brown people. Now think about that statement. If you demand law and order, have penalties for crime, it will hurt black and brown people. What a racist statement. As if black and brown people are inherently by their DNA, perhaps criminals. And that's what the progressive left is saying. So I have those stories. We'll get into those stories when we have some time. Okay. This one cracked me up in a way. Migrant influencer who encouraged squatting. Remember that guy from Venezuela, that little criminal guy that was in saying, you stupid Americans, you're slaves, you're this, you're that. Well, they picked his butt up. He's in the pokey right now. And now he's whining. And he's playing like he's the victim. Migrant influencer. Illegal immigrant influencer who encouraged squatting whines to New York Post that he's a victim of prosecution, of persecution. He did a jailhouse interview. I came here to the United States because of persecution in my country, but they're doing the same thing to me. In the United States, they're persecuting me. Moreno, 27, wailed. It's all misinformation in the media about me. They're defaming me. They're playing his own videos. It's like he's saying his videos lied to themselves. He didn't really do it. He's the victim. I tell you one thing about this guy. He understands American culture. This guy is a Democrat through and through. The first thing he does when he's arrested is claim victimhood. I'm the victim. Well, never mind what I hope for him. All right, Diego, who's this?
This is Joan Baez, who on this day in 2017, along with Tupac Shakur.
Yeah. Come on, Diego.
I've never
offended half the black population in the world calling the guy Tupac Shankar. Like he's got a shank or something.
Sorry.
How racist can you be? No. Your apologies don't cut it. Why would you call Shakur a shanker?
Because I've never attempted to say his last name out loud before, that's why.
And by the way, he only has one pack, or had one pack when he died.
Okay, fine, one
they shot the other pack off. He had two packs. But he got in that shooting out there in Las Vegas where, and they shot one of his packs off. I'm not kidding.
No, I know.
Okay.
Anyway, he was... him, Joan Baez, and Pearl Jam were on this day entered into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I bet you we don't have any Laura Nyro in the library. Laura Nyro was one of the greatest songwriters of all time. Okay, we have Laura Nyro.
We do, yes.
Nice. All right. So, this was the day that Tupac Shakur went into the Hall of Fame. Thanks, Diego. And Joan Baez.
You're welcome.
It's time to check in with traffic and check in with Kim Komando right here on WABC. Keep it right here.
The Rush Hour is on the air. Attention, Ditto Heads. Attention, Bo Scouts.
Rush
on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Birthday today, Steve Howe, guitarist for Yes. Born in 1947. You know what? This is one of those songs. I remember where I was when I first heard this song. I was driving with one of my friends. We were driving in on the Sunrise Highway in Long Island, and this song came on. He had a new car. He had a Dodge Charger. It was bad too. And this song came on, and I lost my mind. At the time, it sounded different than any other record, period. The production of it. And of course, I went home and immediately bought the album. And then later on, I was able to hang out with Tony Kaye, one of the keyboardists from Yes.
I fist bumped him.
Yeah, you did? Yeah, Tony's a sweetheart.
Yeah, I rushed the stage when I saw them in Detroit one time.
I was hanging out with some friends in L.A., and Tony Kaye was there, and we all hung out, went to the Whiskey A Go-Go. I didn't drink. But anyway, it was just a great night. Still love this record. Always. What a great production. We have phone calls, and we're going to get to them. In fact, let's do that on this great eclipse day. I had to tell the Countess of Conspiracy, I wasn't dissing her photo with the chemtrails and the eclipse. I was praising it. Boy, people get so touchy sometimes. Oh, this headline. This is not a good day for the left with some headlines. A college athletics organization bans trans athletes from participating in women's sports. The NAIA. Made a decision today, that's the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletes, has banned transgender athletes from competing in women's sports. Have to be a biological woman. And they say that is the true spirit of Title IX. Oh boy, they are going to take some grief for that. But the right decision was done. Boy, are they going to take some grief. Donald Trump suing that judge, trying to get this trial moved out of New York, filed a lawsuit against this judge. We'll see where that goes. I don't put much stock that they're going to give Donald Trump a fair shake. It's New York after all. One of the other things that we can talk about later in the week, this is going to take some time to unpackage and unwrap, and I'd rather hear what you have to say today than unwrap this today, but there were three lawsuits over in Europe. The Europeans have three human rights cases that could shape climate litigation. Huh? Explain. Well, very briefly, a bunch of young kids from Portuguese, six Portuguese kids, are suing the EU, 32 European countries for failing to avert catastrophic climate change. At the same time, a bunch of elderly Swiss women are arguing that the government has been woefully inadequate fighting global warming. And then the former mayor of the French commune of Grand Synthe is challenging France's refusal to take on a more ambitious climate change. All three of these cases are in front of the European Court of Human Rights for the first time. Either one of these, a victory anywhere, could be devastating to the economies of Europe. Oh, Miss Churchill played the whiskey a go-go. Awesome. Well, Miss Churchill is one of America's most prolific fun songwriters. One of these days you're going to hear her works. We're going to play some. She's amazing. Okay, let us head to the telephones, and we will start with Steve in Brooklyn, New York.
Hi, hello, your opening today was wonderful. You are bodacious, in my opinion. I want to take it a step further about the Muslim activist, in the guy in Michigan. Did I hear correctly that he was inciting to riot? And
yes.
Furthermore, in chanting death to America and its government, wasn't he threatening the life of the president of the United States in the
life of the president. He said he wanted to bring down the government of the United States. That is insurrection.
How come they're not going to do anything about it, as you and I know?
Well, I don't know. That's why I said, where is the Department of Justice sending out the FBI to comb every social media and identify every person that was chanting death to America, every person that was wishing for the downfall of America, threatening America and our allies? Where are they? And why? And if any of these people are here and they're here on visas, they should be immediately sent home. And we, the American taxpayers, should not be footing the bill for any of them with death to America chants.
And where are all the various people running? This is so glaring, another example of the double standard.
Well, yes.
I agree with that you, and you agree with me.
Absolutely. You know what happened down in Pomona, California? Pomona. 20 college protesters arrested. They stormed and occupied the president of that university's office over the weekend. What began as a peaceful pro-Palestinian demonstration on Friday afternoon at Pomona College quickly devolved after protesters stormed and then occupied the president's office. 20 have been arrested and booked. I bet you they're out now, and I bet you American tax dollars are helping to pay their way, too. You know, it's getting ugly out here. Thank you for the call, Steve. Let us go to Sandra in New Jersey. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you? I hope you're doing well. You know, I was going to talk about Walmart, but I changed my mind because this woman, Rebecca Lavrez, she's 71 years old. She is called the J6 Praying Grandma. She was unfairly targeted by the Biden DOJs. And on April 4th, she faces four misdemeanor charges. All she did was peacefully walk around the Capitol praying for
pray for her nation. She did not commit an act of vandalism. She didn't break in. She walked into open doors and she prayed. And Joe Biden and his goon squad wants to lock her up and make sure that she doesn't see the light of day. It's outrageous.
I know. So Donald Trump, I love this man. He is out on social media to denounce this conviction and to stand up for him, for her, and all the others. And when he wins this election, he will free all these January 6 hostages.
Oh, they don't like that term. You better be careful calling these people hostages. You know, you incite them. They get mad. But look, I have always said, and I'm not going to back away from this, the people that vandalized, the people that went in there with the purpose of vandalizing the Capitol should be charged, and they should not be released until they have paid their debt to society, but it should be a fair debt. But people who went into the building, like this woman who walked in through an open door, she didn't vandalize, she didn't break in, she walked in, she thought it was open, and she prayed. That's what she did. She didn't vandalize anybody's office, and they have arrested this woman, and this 70-year-old woman is now potentially going to jail for who knows how long for praying in our nation's capital. Sickening. Thank you for the call. Patricia in Brooklyn, New York, how are you?
Oh, yes, Bo, I'm fine. How are you, kiddo?
Good, thank you.
Okay, this is really off topic. Please forgive me. I was very surprised. Normally on Sundays, at 2 p.m., I wait for Cindy Adams, her show. I didn't know this woman was so ill. Please, you know, do something, say something. I think a lot of us didn't know. She's very
Number one, you don't have to apologize for being off topic. And we all want to send Cindy Adams very best wishes for a speedy recovery.
So badly for her. And you know, her show was excellent. I don't know how she did it, but she does it.
She is called the First Lady of Radio for a good reason.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for the call.
Years. Thank you, Bo.
Thank you, Patricia. And you're always welcome. Doesn't matter what the topic is. If you have something on your mind, you call and you talk to me, honey. Robert in Brooklyn, New York. Got to make it quick. We got to check in with Lou Dobbs in a second. What's up, Robert?
Hi, Bo. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, you know, apparently on Friday, Nancy Pelosi joined 40 House Democrats in signing a letter to stop transferring weapons to Israel. Now,
Stop. Don't rush through that. Say it again and say it slower.
Nancy Pelosi joined with 40 House Democrats in signing a letter to stop the transfer of weapons to Israel. And this despite the fact it seems like we're giving aid to every country in the world, directly and indirectly. We stopped the sanctions on Iran, so Iran is making like $2 billion a week in oil. So Iran has all this money to fund the mosques and the enemies of Israel, but they want to cut all the weapons to Israel. These Democrats...
Boom, and that's what time we have. Thank you. Laura Nero wrote this. Blood, Sweat, and Tears recorded. Laura Nero was one of the great, great, great songwriters and musicians. She never achieved the commercial success as a singer that she deserved. We all get what we deserve, but she was so loved by musicians and artists who recognize her genuine creativity. 1997, on this day, Laura Nero passed away. But her music, gonna live forever. Time to check in with Lou Dobbs. Your call's coming up. Keep it right here.
James Golden, known popularly as Bo Snerdly.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Rush.
Birthday today. The one and only Leon Huff, part of Gamblin' Huff. Credited with partly developing, the sound of Philadelphia, T-S-O-P. Produced so many records. He, Kenny Gamble, and then known as the Mighty Three, the addition of Tom Bell. This, of course, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, featuring Teddy Pendergrass. Before Teddy went solo, part of T.S.O.P., the sound of Philadelphia. Gamblin' Huff, written, produced 175 gold and platinum records. A track record that is simply amazing. TSOP, born on this day in the person of Leon A. Huff on WABC.
James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, presents Rapid Phones.
Let's go to Wayne in New Jersey. You are up on Rapid Phones. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just listening to you talk about the Muslims. And I found some books that I ordered about 5 years ago. And one of them is Sharia Law for Non-Muslims. And just to read you a little part here.
No. Please do not read any parts of the book. We don't have time for that. But let me just say this. And you say, talk about the Muslims. I didn't talk about the Muslims. I talked about anti-American protesters, who they are. And I just need to be really clear about this. I have friends that are devoted practitioners of Islam. They're not terrorists. They're not horrible people. There are some radicalized Muslims that are terrorists, not, quote-unquote, the Muslims. So I just want to be really clear about that. But these people in Dearborn, with this death to America business, find out if they're here legally. If they're not, deport them now. That's my take. Let's go to Joe in New Jersey. You're up next.
Yeah, Bo, your opening statements concerning Dearborn area, it really, I can tell my blood pressure is going up. But that's not the point. The point is this. We've got politicians that are in the Congress and Senate. On a daily basis, I've been making calls since October the 16th. And you know how many responses I've gotten? Now, this is on a daily basis since October 16th. Zero responses. That's how much these people care.
Let me tell you something. Right now, they use the excuse that you're not in their district. And if you're not in my district, I don't have to call you. Well, even the ones in your district don't do it. You know why they don't call you back? Because they don't care. You know that, and I know it. They don't care what you think. They don't care what I think. In fact, we have a sitting congresswoman who said her main priority, the reason she ran for Congress, is so she can represent the interest of Somalia. And she is still a member of the U.S. Congress. The very day that that quote was discovered was the very day they should have brought a resolution in front of Congress to send her packing. Period. Let's go to Russ. White Plains. How are you, Russ?
I'm fine, James. Thanks. There's a silly caller from Gravesend who sounds like Marissa Tomei who keeps claiming falsely that 60% of babies in New York City are aborted. Fake news. In 2020, 25% of New York pregnancies were ended medically or surgically, and that number's going down. But it spurred me on to look at the Constitution. The 10th Amendment guarantees to the people the right to exercise reproductive choice. You can see it right there. States don't have a right to infringe on people's reproductive choice. It says right there in the 10th Amendment.
Oh, I always get you as the last caller, and I don't have time to answer you. You know I love you, Russ, but we're going to have to talk about that. The right to an abortion is not part of the Constitution, no matter how you spin it. May God bless and protect each and every single one of you, your family, your loved ones. Love and gratitude for your being here with me and allowing me to be with you. God willing, we are back tomorrow, post-eclipse Tuesday edition of Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour. Until then, my friends, bye.